Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's happening with the individual market in healthcare? Let's go in depth with Todd Chambers with the McKay Insurance Agency, Knoxville, and Brian Gillette with Group Benefits Limited, Urbandale. So, Todd, what's the individual market in healthcare?
Currently, you can buy individual health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Medica, Aetna, a variety of other carriers. That's for folks that don't have insurance through an employer, folks that are under the age of 65, and not on Medicaid. So we got to narrow that scope down. And there's this isn't a market that's everybody. It's the folks that don't have an employer with insurance. They're not over 65, and they're not on Medicaid.
I understand there's some changes and some concern in the individual market. What's going on?
So as of now, things could change. As of now, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield will not be in the individual market anymore come January 1st. In fact, Medica will be the only carrier left in the state of Iowa come January 1st.
And why is that?
Well, some sustainability with the subsidies, with the Affordable Care Act, the rates. We've seen a lot of large claims in these policies, and it's deemed by most carriers to be unsustainable.
Okay, is it fair for me to say the individual market and healthcare is by and large sort of in a bit of a mess right now, Brian?
Yeah, I think that's actually possibly an understatement. Iowa's experience is a lot like the rest of the country. You know, we're looking at one carrier, and just last week they let us know that they're going to take out a greater than 50% increase. So think about those folks who have to buy individual health insurance. They're going to be in a really tough spot. They have a choice of one, and it's really, really expensive next year.
Well, on a choice of one, now let me just sort of put my skeptical hat on here and say, well, they're just gouging us. They're just really coming in here, and they're really putting it to us. And there's probably no accountability. There's no competition. There's big business types in New York or something chortling at our troughs.
Well, and I think that would be a common sense reaction to what you're seeing. I think the reality is a lot more nuanced than that. All of the carriers have lost millions of dollars in this individual market. Medica, you know, they have to file this rate increase with the insurance division, and the insurance division will decide if it's adequate. And I'm sure the insurance division will say that it is, because Medica, like everybody else, has been losing tons of money. And so it seems a little bit crazy that they're going to file for such a big rate increase. But the reality is, in the individual market, the claims are so high that they continue to have the claims outpace the premiums. And that's the challenge we face today.
Okay, and so there is some oversight. This has to be approved. It has to be justified. Is that right?
Absolutely. You bet.
Okay, so now, what should somebody do? I mean, what do we need to do? Let's be very practical.
Yeah.
Can you sort of lay out what people should be doing, let's say, if they're a young person, or if they've got a family, or maybe approaching retirement? Are those good divisions to sort of discuss?
You can break it down in a number of different ways. Let's back this out a little bit. The numbers show, what I've seen is that this affects about 70,000 people in Iowa. So while that's a large number, it's not as large as what most people think. Now, if you're one of those 70,000, it seems huge, and I'm with you, and I understand that. There are ways that you can break it down, though. If you're again, remember, these are only under 65 people. So, do you own a business? If you don't own a business, do you kind of own a business? And what I mean by that is there are many people that sell goods that do certain things. They may have a booth at a farmer's market. They may sell a home-based business stuff on the side. They work somewhere, but they have these other things. And can you create a business out of that? Can you, get your tax ID and go through the right steps, work with an attorney, a CPA, go through the right steps and create a business, and now you can get a business policy, which likely is going to be better rates for you.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the individual health insurance market with Todd Chambers with the McKay Insurance Agency and Brian Gillette with Group Benefits Limited.
Now, how and why does that work?
The group market, the business market, we call it group in insurance, is an entirely different market. It's an entirely separate risk pool. It's a very stable risk pool that's been in place for a long time. And the reality is, as Todd was suggesting, the group rates are much less expensive than individual rates. They're less expensive than individual rates today. And if we just fast forward to next year, when Medica takes this 50%+ increase, the group rates are going to be substantially lower. So what he's suggesting is, if you're in that individual market and you're going to have to pay these high premiums, if you have some sort of business, it would be much smarter for you to consider group insurance. You'll probably be able to lower your premiums. In fact, you could do that today. And we'd probably recommend you think about, don't wait till the fourth quarter. Go ahead and look at it today, because you could probably start saving money today.
I would highly recommend do it today. I don't remember the numbers that of people that became groups last year in the fourth quarter, but it was a staggering amount. And if I remember right, Wellmark was a month or two behind even on getting some of these things implemented, because so many people went fourth quarter. If you get ahead of it now, get ahead of that curve, work with your agent and figure that out, you may save some additional money and not go through some of the hassle and headache.
Right. This is a really important story that Iowans need to hear. There are 10,000 small businesses in Iowa today that don't offer group insurance. And probably the reason is, for my entire history in this business, individual insurance has been a lot less expensive than group. But when the Affordable Care Act passed, one of the consequences was that the individual market got very expensive very fast. And now, for the first time ever, individual rates are a lot higher than group rates. So think about it. You have 10,000 small businesses out there that probably have individual insurance, and they don't realize they could be saving money today if they looked at the group market.
Okay, so now what's going through my head is, like, some of the little fun markets I've been at where, oh, it seems like it's mostly ladies, but they're selling Scentsy candles and purses, perfumes, all, you know, Pampered Chef kinds of things. That would be the kind of business that you're talking about?
Yeah, I believe that would work. You'd need to work with, through your attorney, your CPA, make sure you've got a tax ID. You'd have to look at some payroll stuff, but as Brian and I were talking, you can put a spouse on payroll. We're not trying to game the system here, but this is the way the system's built. And if you can create a group, save some money on your insurance.
Yeah, and the carriers will have different requirements for what they consider to be a group. So, you know, you can't fake it. You have to legitimately be a business and meet those carrier requirements. But if you can, then there's a strong possibility you could be saving money today. And actually, it was about 2,000. Wellmark wrote about 2,000 brand new, what they call micro groups, for January 1st last year, because people were figuring this out.
Do you remember what that number was, Brian, of the rough number? Of that 2,000, I want to say like 70% were groups of one.
Yeah, groups of one or two. I mean, almost all of them under three. Yeah. I mean, that's what it is. But people have figured out that's a better route to coverage right now.
Let's say that one spouse is lucky enough to have a job where they are part of a group, and another spouse does this on the side. Would that be valuable to compare what would happen, say, pull out of an employer group versus the new group that you just put together?
That one's going to be tough to compare, because many employer groups will pay part of the premium for their employees. And if that's the case, then likely they're probably getting a better rate. This is more going to be advantageous to those 70,000 people that are just in the individual market today.
Well, why doesn't somebody, I mean, why isn't this under consideration when way up high, they're thinking about how to provide affordable insurance for people. Because I was thinking, well, maybe this is going to disrupt the big system if everybody goes to this. But 70,000 people, that's just like a drop in the bucket compared to all of the people that are insured in the state.
Yeah, when you look at, insurance is all about the law of large numbers. You know, what's going on in the individual market and transitioning some of that to group isn't going to have a substantial impact on this enormous group market we have in Iowa. So it's a message that needs to get out there, and that's part of what we're trying to do today.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the individual health insurance market with Todd Chambers with the McKay Insurance Agency and Brian Gillette with Group Benefits Limited.
So what if I'm approaching retirement, I've got a pension, let's say IPERS or something like that, or any pension, and just looking at retirement, maybe I want to retire at 63. Is there anything I should be doing?
Well, you're going to be in a tough spot because as you retire, let's say you're going to retire before you're 65, you're going to be in the individual market. So you're going to be paying these really high premiums. There's a couple strategies we would recommend you consider. One thing you have to recall is that in the Affordable Care Act, there are subsidies. And these subsidies can help pay your individual premium. And in some cases, these huge premiums we're talking about, if you're getting one of these subsidies, those premiums can be very, very low, as low as $50. $50 a month could be your premium, or $100 a month. How do you get a subsidy? You can't be eligible for group insurance, so if you retired, of course you wouldn't be. Then the other piece is just your income in retirement. Okay, so if you can get your income below 400% of the federal poverty level, and maybe a better choice would be about 200%. So let's say you're an individual and you're making, in retirement for this person, $25,000 a year-ish. You will get a very generous subsidy that will bring your individual rate way down. So what this requires is, you work with your financial planner or somebody who knows the ins and outs of this, and you do some income planning. Because if you do that well, you can actually get your individual premium very low until you turn 65, and then of course you're going on Medicare.
All right, any other segments of our population that we need to provide some advice for?
I would say in addition to that, as the folks are retiring now and thinking about retiring, but they're worried about that transition period between retirement and age 65 to go on Medicare, they need to talk to their employers too about COBRA. And if they can continue on their employer's plan for up to 18 months after they leave employment.
Okay, so maybe wait until you're 64 to retire or something.
There's the option there. I think that there are multiple ways to look at it, and that's one that a lot of people forget, is they may be able to stay on their employer's plan through COBRA for 18 months after retirement.
Okay, any other options, any other things that people should know?
Well, you're going to have a narrow segment of this individual market we've been focusing on that can't get a subsidy. Because remember, if you're getting a subsidy today, you're among those 70,000 and you're getting a subsidy today, so your premiums have been pretty low. These rate increases, like Medica's, that's not going to affect you very much, if at all. What you pay, even after this big rate increase, will be about what you're paying today. So for those people, you're fine. Now, for the non-subsidy eligible people, we're going to recommend you look at group, obviously. If you can become a business or you have a business, that's a great route to take. For everybody else, that's where you're really in a tough spot. You can't get group coverage. You're not eligible for a subsidy. You're looking at this really big premium. There are some other options out there. Maybe folks have heard about these things called Christian Health Share Ministries. And they're exempt from the ACA rules. They provide, it's technically not insurance, but it's coverage that resembles insurance. And it's much, much less expensive than the individual market, be about a third to a quarter of the price. It's not some shell game. The reason it's less expensive is they do underwriting like we used to have in the individual market. That means you have to be pretty healthy in order to get it. But if you were one of those folks not getting a subsidy can't be a business, it might be something to look at because it would bring your costs down quite a bit.
And these costs you're talking about are huge. They're like mortgage size cost increases. Is that right? Is that accurate?
Yeah, I've seen premiums for, if you're looking at somebody in their 60s, you could be spending a couple thousand bucks a month pretty easy on decent health insurance. And that's where if you maybe look at some of these other carriers that are not your traditional health insurance, and you could get that rate down in the $500-$700 range.
Yeah.
Anything special that we need to think about for families? Or is just all this is just all relevant to family policies too?
Yeah, this, I mean, the individual market would be your families. It's, again, it's your folks that maybe neither of them have a job that offers health insurance. But if they have a job that doesn't offer health insurance, they may be able to get a subsidy unless their income is more than 400% of poverty level.
What didn't I know enough to ask that you want to get across?
One thing I always tell people is find that local person who you, we've already figured out in this conversation how challenging this is. You really have to find somebody local who really knows the ins and outs of all of this because everybody's situation is different. You need good, solid local representation that can help you connect all these dots. That's the advice I always give folks because you don't. This is not a time to become internet positive. Go figure it out on your own. It's too complex. You need an expert who can walk you through.
I would second that. Find somebody local. We've seen some folks that have tried to go out online and go through this process themselves, and maybe they end up with a policy that's not even accepted in Marion County.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden they find out, well, shoot, I've got this coverage that seemed okay, but I have to go to Des Moines to get my health care. So work with somebody local and just get on it earlier. I don't know that we can get on these meetings right now because we don't have all the final stuff yet. But as soon as final numbers come out, start meeting with your local agent and plan. This is going to take some planning. This isn't as easy as it once was.
Okay, so final numbers come out. Do we know when they're coming out?
Well, rates, I mean, the final rates will probably be, they'll be finalized within a month. I would say, though, just a caveat on that, if you're thinking about being a group, there's no reason to wait for those final rates because you can probably save money starting today. You've probably been paying too much, and we could fix that right away.
Agreed. There's a lot of groups out there that they don't realize they're a group. If you own a rental property, you got a business. You're a group.
Uh-huh.
Get quotes. Look at it at least. Like I say, this takes planning. This is going to take as much effort as when you do your financial planning or you meet with your attorney or you meet with your CPA. Health insurance is in that range now. It takes some work, and you're going to need a local expert to help you through the muddy waters.
Thanks to Todd Chambers and Brian Gillette for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.